15 million barrels more. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, to be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. President Biden expected to make that announcement Wednesday to try and move gas prices lower.
Critics say this is going to be a drop in the bucket when you consider just how much oil is being used globally every single day. We're also waiting to find out if the president might announce a fuel export ban. The White House press secretary would not confirm that. This comes as the average for unleaded now at $3.87 a gallon. That is down from 2 weeks ago, but it's still higher than it was last month.
Fox is Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. The president trying to use abortion as a motivator for Democrat voters in November, telling a Democratic National Committee event in D.C. on Tuesday.
You care about the right to choose, then you got to vote. That's why in these midterm elections are so critical.
But a New York Times Siena College poll finds only 5% of the people surveyed said abortion was their top concern for the midterms. 44% said it's inflation. Abortion was a flashpoint in a debate Tuesday evening between Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Democrat Congresswoman Val Demings, who wants to unseat him.
I believe that innocent human life is worthy of the protection of our laws. That said, every bill I've ever sponsored on abortion, every bill I've ever voted for, has exceptions. Every one of them does, because that's what can pass, and that's what the majority of people support.
Senator, how gullible do you really think Florida voters are? Number one, you have been clear that you support no exceptions.
Rubio accused Demings of failing to pass a single bill in 5 years in Congress, Demings calling Rubio a liar. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who's also the Democrat candidate for governor, says a voter registration error has caused up to 6,000 voters to get a mail-in ballot with only federal races on it. Hobbs says the affected voters will get a corrected ballot shortly. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly a quarter century after she disappeared, a man has been found guilty for the murder of college student Kristen Smart.
A jury found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Kristen Smart. She went missing in 1996. Her body was never found. Flores was also thought to have raped Smart before she disappeared. His defense attorney said there was no evidence of that. The case was re-examined last year. Investigators searched the home of Flores' father, Ruben Flores, and discovered an area underneath a deck where a body may have been buried. The elder Flores was tried simultaneously but separately in the case as an accessory. He was found not guilty. Paul Flores could face up to life in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russian data analyst Igor Denchenko has been acquitted on charges he lied to the FBI about his role in developing the discredited Steele dossier, which the FBI used to get surveillance warrants on some members of the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The charges had been brought by special counsel John Durham as part of his investigation into the genesis of the FBI's Russia probe. There's troubling new data from government safety investigators about crashes involving automated vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 11 more people were killed in crashes in the U.S. involving vehicles that were using automated driving systems during a four-month period earlier this year. 10 of those deaths involved Teslas, though it's not clear from the data whether the technology itself was at fault or whether driver error might have contributed. The other death involved a Ford pickup truck. The latest figures include four crashes involving motorcycles. Safety advocates say the number of crashes involving motorcyclists and drivers drivers using automated driver assist systems has been increasing. Lee Silasera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.